The following is a production of Omnis.tv.
On this episode of Revelator, I welcome the band Throw the Fight to talk about their upcoming fall tour. I also welcome Matt from Pop People to discuss the new album Motorcycles, Guns, Pranks on the Road. It's a Revelator double feature happening now.
Delivering the goods at every frickin' turn.
Welcome to Revelator! I'm your host, Ryan. Thanks for hanging out with me, as always. And I'll tell you what, I'm really pumped up. I'm jacked up. And it's not because of the coffee. It's because tonight's show is kick-ass. We have Throw the Fight. We've got Matt from Pop Evil talking about touring, their records, all kinds of cool stuff. So you definitely keep it locked right where you are right now. This is going to be a great show. Episode number 29. We just keep cranking them out. Great guests, great artists, week in and week out. As you know, if you're listening, as you know. But you know, it is October, right? And I usually just drink water when I do the show. And I was talking to Mike, who is behind the board here tonight and does a wonderful job as always, a producer of Omnis.tv and the Revelator show. And I was like, you know what? It is October, and I'm sitting here and I'm drinking an Oktoberfest right now. And it's a good time of year. I really like this year, especially being in the South. You know, the weather is pretty tolerable. It was warm today, though, mid-80s. And just a nice day, you know, just kind of out and about, enjoying the sunshine. It's not too hot, not too cold. It gets cool at night, you know, 50s, 60s. And it's just a really good time of year. Football, you know, basketball season is getting ready to start, as everyone knows. I'm a huge basketball fan. So, you know, about 30 days away now from the from tip and the opening season, which is very exciting. And we'll try to cover a little NBA along the way and get into it a little bit, and much as, you know, we try to cover the NFL as much as possible as well. We've got such an action-packed show tonight. I don't waste any time. Coming up right now is a really kick-ass band, Throw the Fight, who are actually starting their fall tour. It's actually underway right now with Black Veil Brides and Bullet for My Valentine. So if you like those two bands, you're going to like Throw the Fight as well. These guys are the real deal. Man, these guys are always touring. They've been on tour with Nonpoint. Gosh, tons of other bands too, man. So you may have even seen them out and about if you've been hitting shows in the summertime. These guys are always on the road touring, doing it the right way out there. And I tell you what, I'm happy to welcome the show. But I tell you what, before we get Ryan from Throw the Fight on, let's take a small taste, a little sample off their new album. This is the song Lights Out for Summer here on Revelator. Right on!
Yeah. Lights Out for Summer here on Revelator. That is Throw the Fight, and I'm joined now by the guitarist Ryan from the band Throw the Fight. Ryan, how are you doing, man?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You know, my pleasure, man. We talked a little bit, you know, before the interview here, and, you know, it's been a kind of a long road for us to kind of get this interview. You guys have been busy, busy, man. One of the hardest working bands, independent bands out there. You guys on the road, you know, writing a new EP, The Vault, which we'll talk about a little later. And you guys are going to be hitting the road again with Bullet for My Valentine and Black Veil Brides. I mean, how pumped are you guys for this run coming up, man?
We're psyched. It's by far the biggest tour that we've ever done. It's going to be great. So. Sorry, it took so long to finally get this set up. We're way overdue, that's for sure. But I'm glad we got it put together though.
No, me too, man. I know you know you've been busy. You know, you guys are independent, man. You do everything yourselves. You guys are out there hitting the pavement, rolling in the dirt. You know, doing it the doing the old fashioned way. And you guys are under with Bullet Tooth Records now,
yep.
Which. You know, really kind of an underground, old-school kind of label, man. They really are. And it's got to be nice to have their backing and support, man.
It is. You know, it's a small label. It's an indie label for sure. The owner used to own Trustkill Records back in the day. So I don't know if you're familiar with them at all, but, you know, they were pretty influential with launching a lot of, like, more hardcore bands and a lot of metal bands and stuff like that back in the day. You know, now their roster is a little more rock focused, and you know they got a little bit of everything actually for people who are into rock and metal. But you know, it's definitely nice being on an indie label. You know, you get a little more attention, a little more love. You're not lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, man, the industry is a tough business. You guys are definitely putting in the work, man, and not only just. You know, and promoting yourselves and getting out there and playing shows and being on this tour coming up, but it shows in your music too, man. The song we just heard, "Lights Out for Summer," which I recommend people go check out the video on your website as well. How much say do you guys get in a video concept such as this one?
It's pretty much 100% whatever the band wants to do. You know, I mean, as far as like the label side of things go, you know, they basically just request that you know there's some good shots of the band so people can you know. See what we actually look like, but as far as like the concept goes, it's pretty much whatever we want to do. And that video specifically, we shot really quick. We did it last fall when we were on tour with Nonpoint at the time, and it was an off day when we were in Ohio, I believe. I think in the Columbus area. So you know, the video director was from Kentucky. So you know, the struggle was that you know we weren't from the area, we didn't really know anyone, neither was the video director. So we were just trying to figure out. You know, where we can even do this at and what we can pull together. And we were able to find that location and pull a video together in about 4 hours.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Now, Columbus, Ohio is my old stomping ground. I spent many years in Columbus, man. So
okay.
Next time you're there, man, I mean, there's a lot of cool things to check out in the Buckeye State, man, especially you know, on High Street and Lane Avenue and stuff. And if you get a chance, go to Thurman's Cafe. I don't know if you're into, like, really cool, like, you know, crazy diners that are, like, on, like, Man versus Food and stuff. But they got this thing called the Therminator there at Thurman's Cafe. And
okay.
The beer's cheap, too, so you can't go wrong with that. So, you know, so next time you're there, definitely check out Thurman's Cafe, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be there in a couple weeks, I think. So, yeah, hopefully we can look into it if there's some off time.
Right on. Very cool, man. Yeah, I really dig the video. It looked like it was kind of a difficult shoot for you guys, just obviously based off the terrain and stuff. I mean, did you guys have obviously you did it in just several hours that you had mentioned. Was there any hiccups along the way other than, you know, obviously finding a location?
Right, yeah. Well, it was freezing for one thing. So, but there was that. But, yeah, you know, we found this beach on this state park in Columbus, and basically to get there, we had to haul all our gear about almost a third of a mile, you know, just to get it to that point. So, you know, just hauling gear back and forth on grass and sand isn't the easiest thing. But, you know, and then we had some park rangers stop in the middle of the shoot because we weren't supposed to be there in the first place. So, you know, they kind of shut it down a little early, but luckily enough, you know, we had all the shots that we needed by that point, so it worked out.
Very cool. It's a really cool video, man, and it sounds like a really cool story as well, and I appreciate you sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we mentioned, obviously, you know, hitting the road with Bullet for My Valentine and Black Veil Brides. Now, you guys have been playing a lot of shows, man, over the last, you know, year or so that I've been, you know, kind of picked up on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ups and downs for you as a band and even personally being on the road, you know, going from town to town? Obviously, you know, time has to be maximized. You guys, you know, pretty much funding almost all of it yourselves for the most part. I mean, what are some of the ups and downs you guys have come across, man?
The ups are definitely just being able to play some of these big shows and being able to tour in general is just awesome, you know, going to new places and meeting new people and just connecting with people, and building those relationships in other areas. I mean, it's cool when, you know, we do a lot of promotion on the web, and it's cool for people in other areas to pick up on the band that way, but, you know, it really hits home when you can actually go out to their area and meet those people in person. And shake their hand. So that's kind of what we like to do. But, you know, obviously the downs are being away from your family. You know, I mean, we're all older dudes. I'm married. James, our singer, is married. We both have kids. So that's tough. But I mean, that's what we signed up for, and that's just the way it is for right now. So, you know, we deal with it as best as we can. So I mean, that's one of the downs. But yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, coming with being on the road, you know, you obviously at different places, different towns all the time, see different venues and different, you know, types of people. Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain memory of a live show or, you know, that sticks out to you, or at least a recent show that you've played where, you know, maybe something interesting happened to you on the road or at a show that kind of sticks out?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. You know, I mean, some shows are great, some shows are not great. I mean, obviously, everybody wants to do, you know, packed shows all the time with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people at them. But, you know, that's just not the case. Sometimes we're doing shows for 20 people, and that happens all the time. And, and those aren't necessarily bad shows either. I mean, it's just all about connecting with the people that are there at the time. I would say a highlight for us is probably about 4 years ago, we got to do a show with Papa Roach and Avenged Sevenfold and Buck Cherry at an arena here in Minneapolis. And it was for about 6,000 or 7,000 people. So I think that was probably the biggest show that we've ever done. That was definitely a career highlight for us.
Very cool. And what is that like, you know, for the first time, you know, playing in front of that many people? Was it had to be a major rush, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A little nerve wracking at first, but once you get up there and start getting into it, you kind of forget about that stuff.
Very cool. Now, do you have any pre-show rituals as a guitarist? I mean, is there anything you kind of do every time before you play a live gig?
Nothing too crazy. You know, I mean, stretching is very important. So, I mean, we all do that, you know, and I run some, you know, just scales and just some warm-up exercises really quick for about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes before we play. And that's pretty much it for the most part. We don't do anything out of the ordinary or anything like that.
But I always like asking that question because you never know what the heck anyone's going to say. Some people were just like, I don't know, whiskey, I guess, is the choice, you know. So whiskey, stretching, you know, it seems to be the two most common ones. So if there's a way we can combine those, stretching and whiskey, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we found in our experience that, if you think that you're better after having drinks, you know, chances are you're probably not.
Right.
So usually it doesn't work that way.
So all those, all the young bands out there who may be listening to this, if you're in a band, remember, sobriety is not necessarily a bad thing when you're playing shows. You want to keep it, tight, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Not saying it's not, you know, you can have a beer or two, you know, before you play. Sure. It's all good. We do that, but
You can't be getting, you can't get too loose up there, man.
So, no, absolutely not.
Now, you guys had a full length album that came out last year, which Doesn't Kill Us. Man, I really dig the CD. I really, really like it. And the EP that came out this spring called The Vault. Talk to me about, I mean, you guys have obviously, you guys have been together for what, about 7 years now, right?
10, actually. I'm the only original guy in the band, so yeah, it's been a long time.
Now, talk to me about the progression, you know, from, you know, even, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago to in the last 2 or 3 years musically. You guys have really, really developed. Has it been kind of the lineup changes and adding, you know, maybe people who are maybe more serious about what you guys are up to?
Yeah, I mean, lineup changes definitely affect the music, I think. You know, obviously different people in the band will bring different writing styles, and they're influenced by different music. So, that, you know, that definitely influences the sound of a band over time, you know. And any band that's been together as long as we have is going to go through their share of lineup changes, I think. You know, It's a tough business to do, and a lot of people think they want to do it, and then when you kind of get to that point where it's go time and you got to pull the trigger, then that kind of, separates the people who are serious about it from the ones that aren't, you know. And especially, you know, when it comes to touring and stuff like that. So, you know, the majority of the years that we've been together, you know, when we've had to go through a lineup change, it was because we had a guy that couldn't tour or couldn't commit to that. You know, obviously being in a band, you have to tour. That's the way it goes. So we've been with our current lineup for the last 2 years. And I think, you know, for the first time, we finally have the right mix of guys in the band, and we're set in that area. So it's been really good, and this version of Throw the Fight is by far the best that it's ever been, I think.
Very cool, man. Well, like I said, the album What Doesn't Kill Us, that came out last year, is a great CD, and the next track we're going to hear is also off that album, which is titled So Hollywood, which looks like also a very fun video you guys did. Talk to me about the writing process of this song, because it seemed like it obviously probably a very fun song to play live, but also it had to be a very fun song to record as well.
It was, yeah. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. We did the record with John Feldman at his studio out in L.A., and so we wrote the song when we were out there in the studio. It just kind of, you know, it was one of those things where the lyrics kind of came ahead of the music, and it was written kind of as a joke. You know, we're from Minneapolis, we're Midwest guys, and the West Coast, like, mentality is kind of a completely different thing for us, you know. So it's funny, like, going into places like coffee shops and people are wearing their shades inside. It's like, man, that guy's wearing glasses indoors. That's so Hollywood, you know, that guy's so Hollywood. And it ended up being a joke that we wrote a song around. So it's kind of making fun of, like, you know, those typical stereotypes that you kind of run into out there. Not saying everyone out there is like that, but it's a little more prevalent, I think.
Right. Well, it's a great track, man. I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll jam this track out. This is So Hollywood here on Revelator. Throw the Fight.
You got your face smiles in a million-dollar tan, six cars in a head full of nothing, black shades, needle in your arm, daddy's Porsche and a diamond you could choke on. Wants to be a star, baby, you can fake it. Give him the spotlight, whoa. Greatest alignment, whoa. Your eyes are on the rise, 'cause that's so Hollywood, not so Hollywood. You got your fat girls, money on your mind, cheap thrills and a breakfast full of white lines. You stay high just to pass the time.
The Fight here on Revelator. That is So Hollywood, hanging out with Ryan from the band. Now, you guys are from Minneapolis, Minnesota area, and it's interesting. We've had Jake from New Medicine on. We've had Jeff from Three Pill Morning on, also from that area. You guys obviously from that area as well. Man, there are some serious rock and roll going on in that area. The music scene is really thriving, man.
Absolutely. You know, it's got a big history. You know, there's a ton of venues here. There's a ton of bands all doing all kinds of different styles. So I think no matter what style you're into, you can find a good amount of groups out here that'll cater to you for sure.
Now, those guys, I mean, you guys kind of all, I guess, kind of came up around the same time for the most part. I think maybe the guys from New Medicine, Three Pill, maybe, you know, maybe newer bands, maybe more than you guys are. But have you had a chance to play with all those guys before?
Yeah, we know them all personally. We do a lot of shows with them. You know, we haven't toured with New Medicine for a while. I think they're writing right now. But we do tour a lot with Three Pill Morning as well. They're all awesome bands. Yeah, great, great guys too.
Yeah, man, really cool dudes, and just something, you know, you guys just got all I had the pleasure of speaking with all of you at one point or the other, and you guys are really humble guys, and enjoy giving back to the fans, and I think sometimes maybe, you know, bigger bands lose that, you know?
You
gotta give back. You got to go out there and meet the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're the ones that allow you to do this in the first place and keep your career going.
Exactly, man. Now, question, how did you come up with the name Throw the Fight?
Throw the Fight is basically a tribute to my grandfather, who was a boxer during World War II. You know, I don't really know too much about what he was involved with as far as that stuff back then, but, you know, that's basically what it's about. It's a tribute to my grandfather. So, you know, I know a lot of people think it's like a negative connotation, like giving up or something like that. It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's basically just a family thing for me.
Do you remember what his fight record was?
I don't.
Was he a pretty good fighter that you know of? Or?
You know, that I know of, I think so. You know, again, I don't really know too much surrounding it. I just know that, you know, he used to box in the Army and stuff like that back during World War II.
Very cool. Now, one thing I know is what I like about you guys is the diversity of the music.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriting overall. What are the long-term goals of the band?
The long-term goals, I mean, for us, it's really simple. It's just basically to be able to tour and be able to financially support ourselves and our family while making a living touring and everything that goes along with it. So, you know, I mean, we're not in this to make a ton of money, you know, or be famous or anything like that. You know, I mean, obviously you have to make money because we're paying bills and mortgages and stuff like that. So, you know, it's basically that balance of being able to keep everyone happy and not lose your house, but still do what you love. So that's kind of the long-term goal. And we're still on our way to reaching that. You know, obviously we want to go and tour as many places as possible. You know, we've never toured outside the U.S. Actually, this tour coming up here has some Canadian dates. So that'll be the first time we've actually toured outside the U.S. But I mean, doing a European tour or, you know, doing a USO tour or something like that, they're all on our bucket list.
Very cool, man. No, I think this tour coming up, I think, is really going to expose you guys to a bigger audience, obviously.
Yeah, we hope so.
Now,
that's the plan.
Now, music lyric-wise, do you guys all take part in the music process as far as lyrics?
You know, for the lyrical content, that's mostly James. He writes most of the lyrics, you know, 90% of them. And then we'll kind of fine-tune stuff as a band when we're in the studio recording stuff for a record, you know, maybe say, like, you know, that line doesn't make sense, or let's change this word or that word. But for the most part, James writes 90% of the lyrics. You know, as far as the music goes, it's kind of a group effort. We basically format everything around, you know, a guitar riff or something like that. I'll come into practice with an idea, or John will. And, you know, we'll say, hey, check out this riff, and then we'll kind of format like an intro and a verse and a chorus around it, and basically hammer out, you know, a song structure, and then James will put melodies and lyrics to it after the fact, and that's basically how we write everything.
I mean, his lyrics, it seems like he's very diverse. He's got, obviously, you know, from So Hollywood, mm-hmm. the song we're going to hear a little bit later, One Step Away. I mean, lyrically, he's very, very talented, and I think the progression, you can kind of hear throughout the album, just, you know, the synergy, and obviously we talked about the lineup and everything, how, you know, this lineup, obviously, it just fits. You guys, there's just something you guys are, I really think you guys are on your way, man, I really do. I really dig what you guys are up about, and what you're doing. It's exciting. I mean, I'm excited for you guys because, like I said, I've been following you guys for a while, and you know, we talked about that a little bit as far as trying to get the interview and stuff. And I think the timing's really good for you guys, man. I'm really excited for you guys to hit the road. If people are interested, in finding out more about this tour with you guys coming up, how can they do so?
They can go to our website, just throwtheflight.com, or we're on pretty much every social media website you can be on out there. I mean, if you Google Throw the Flight, you'll find all our stuff. The actual tour website is harddrivelivetour.com. So that's got all the info about the Bullet for My Valentine tour specifically.
Very cool, man. Now, also, obviously, with touring and writing music and, family and all those type of things, I mean, in your free time, what do you do in your free time when you do have it?
I don't have a ton, but I'm a graphic designer and I do web design, so, when I'm not doing stuff that's, concerning music or spending time with the family, I'm doing another business where I basically do, graphic design and web design from my home office, so I've been doing that for about the last 5 years, in addition, to touring with Throw the Flight.
Very cool, man. Keep him busy, which is always good. Now, we close out tonight with One Step Away. Mm-hmm. I think this song speaks to the diversity of the band musically. Talk to me about this track, and also, the meaning behind it, if you can.
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure the meaning behind it. That would be a question more for James, I think, and I know he'd be able to answer it better than I would, because I think it means something a little different to everyone. And that's the great thing about a lot of our tunes. They're basically just written from personal, life experiences and stuff like that. So, what it means to us might mean something different to someone else. But this track is going to be our next radio single. That comes out next week, actually. And we did a video for it and all that stuff, and that's going to be coming out as well, too, in the next couple of weeks here.
Very cool. Can you give us a hint of what we're going to see in the video at all?
The video, it's pretty much a straight-up live performance video that we did here in Minneapolis. It was the same director that did the Lights Out for Summer video. So we had a little more time to work on this one. It came out great, though. I actually just saw the final version of it this morning, and it looks great. So it's, we're hoping that we can start showing it to people in the next couple of weeks here.
Awesome. Well, Ryan, it's been a pleasure, man. Best of luck to you on the road. And we close out with One Step Away, Throw the Fight here on Revelator.
Throw the Fight here on Revelator. That is One Step Away off the album What Doesn't Kill Us. And again, thanks to Ryan from Throw the Fight for stopping in and donating his time. And best of luck to you guys on the road as well. For more information about Throw the Fight and about this particular episode, head on over to omnes.tv. Again, that's omnes.tv. Click on episode number 29 of Revelator. And the night just keeps on rolling. We have Matt from Pop Evil coming along the way, but check this song out. This is the latest single from the band Pop Evil off the album Onyx. It is Deal with the Devil here on Revelator.
Deal with the Devil here at Revelator, and I'm joined now by Matt from Pop Evil. Matt, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing great, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure, and I appreciate you taking the time out. And we talked a little bit before the interview that you're in my old neck of the woods, Northeast Ohio. So, you're a Midwest guy as well. So, obviously enjoying the weather, the fall weather up there, right?
Absolutely, man. Reminds me of home.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's always good to get home. I don't get as home as much as I'd like to nowadays, but it's always good when I do get up there and kind of unwind and decompress. And speaking of unwinding, I know you're, what free time you do have. Obviously, you probably don't have a lot. You guys have been touring like crazy, but in your free time, I know you're obviously into motorcycles, and you're also kind of a gun enthusiast as well. I got to ask, what's the coolest gun you've fired, and what kind of bike do you ride, man?
As of lately, I got to shoot like a M240 Bravo, which is great. It's like a big belt-fed machine gun. I've gotten to shoot a lot of really cool stuff on the road. People start finding out you're into guns and stuff like that. And they say, hey, I've got this or I've got that. Come on, let's go pop off some steel.
I've been pretty lucky as far as getting to shoot a wide variety of things. And at home, I've actually got a Harley Davidson Night Train right now, among some other project bikes and stuff. But yeah, very big into both. Yeah.
Very, very cool, man. As far as riding, obviously, you know, being on tour and stuff, you probably don't get a chance to ride as much as you'd like, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, it kind of sucks, you know. I find myself riding all year long because of that. You know, if I go home for Christmas or something like that, it's like the roads are clear, I'm out, you know, regardless of the temperature, just because I don't get to ride very often. We've been fortunate enough, though, to have some people lend us Harleys and stuff like that. Even when we went to go shoot our music videos, for Onyx, we were in Sweden, and I went to the Harley dealership there, and they let myself and Chachi pick out two Harleys and go just cruise around in Sweden. So pretty awesome.
No, that's definitely a perk of being on the road, man. No doubt about that. Now, yeah, speaking of being on the road, man, you guys have been touring like crazy, playing all kinds of shows. You guys have played with all kinds of great bands. It's kind of a two-part question for you, man. Obviously, you have shows coming up with Papa Roach and Black Lodge, who have been on the show here. Is there a band out there that you've enjoyed playing with and like to play again? Is there a band out there that you haven't played with that you'd like to play with?
Yeah, absolutely. One that we haven't played with would be Motley Crue. You know, we did a song with Mick Mars and, you know, shot a music video with him and everything, and never really got the chance to tour or play any shows with Motley Crue, so that would be a huge one off my bucket list. And it looks like the window for that is getting smaller and smaller by the day, but we'll see if that ends up happening. As far as people that we have toured with that I like, Papa Roach is actually one of them, you know. Theory of the Dead Man, those guys have been great to us since the start of our career. We've been out with those guys numerous times. Tesla, those guys were a blast to be out with. It seems like everyone who's got any longevity in this business is pretty cool. Like Three Doors Down, those guys were awesome to work with.
Well, it's always good to hear that, you know, bands that have been out there and doing it for a long time that, you know, are obviously reaching back and, you know, putting you guys on the bill and taking you on the road. Do those guys give you any advice at all as far as, you know, musical or even professional advice as far as the industry as a whole? It's a tough business, as you know. Those guys ever give you any words of encouragement or advice along the way?
Yeah, well, I think the best lessons are just, you know, learned by sitting back and watching them. I remember when we toured with Tesla specifically, it was very early on in our touring days, and we learned a ton about just how the band members act around each other and, you know, how they keep everybody happy in their crew and, you know, how professional their crew is with setting up the stage to, you know, setting up the backstage and everything like that. I think just observing, you learn a lot. And then, of course, watching them out front, you know, it's like bands like that just sound better and better as they get older. But I think that's probably some of the best advice that we've gotten is just stuff that we've observed on our own, you know.
No, I think, you know, definitely having the ability to take it in has got to be a major benefit. Now, obviously, life on the road is not all glamorous, you know, so there's ups and downs. What do you guys do to kind of entertain yourselves? Any pranks you guys have played on other bands or bands that have played pranks on you? Do you just kind of break up the monotony of, you know, town to town kind of thing?
Oh, man. You know, it's it's like tradition that at the end of a tour, you know, the bands prank each other on the last day of the tour. And we were out recently with Drowning Pool, and CJ from Drowning Pool pulled a prank on us while we were on stage. We get off stage and walk onto our bus, and he had blown up a one of those kiddie pools, like an inflatable pool, in the front lounge of our bus, and drug a hose out there and filled the entire thing with water. So we get off stage and we can't even walk through our bus because it's filled with a pool, and he's sitting in it like playing, you know, blaring dubstep music like over our sound system. And, it just kind of turned into like this front lounge pool party. Pretty awesome.
Right on. That's pretty kick-ass, man. Who was the unlucky person that had to take the pool down and get all the water out?
That would be our crew members. They had to, like, literally take it out by the bucket full.
Nice. Do you remember how long it took him to do that? They couldn't have been very happy with that, I would imagine. But
they weren't happy at all. They got most of it out with a bucket by bucket, and kind of picked it up and slid it off the bus.
Nice.
I'm sure it took at least a good 45 minutes.
Nice. Very cool, though. Hey, man, I mean, you know, you got to have fun while you're out there and break up the town-to-town travel. So obviously you guys are having fun and enjoying it, which is what it's all about. Now, the new album, Onyx, I'm going to talk about. I mean, released this spring. Dude, huge success, man. I mean, congrats. I mean, you guys have been blowing up all over the place. You know, FM Radio's picked you guys up, and, you know, obviously the shows have been a hit as well. Talk to me about, you know, playing live and now having three albums. How has the set list writing been going for you guys live? You find it a little bit harder now, right? You know, we got three albums. We want to try to, you know, appease some of the older fans who play the new stuff too. Has that been a challenge for you guys at all?
Absolutely. It's kind of funny because not a lot of people know our older stuff as well. They might know some of the radio songs and everything like that, but we've been able to weed out songs that, you know, we've kind of gotten sick of and almost looked at as like filler songs. You know, I hate to say that about any of our own material, but when you only have one album out, you know, you have to play everything. When you have two albums out or three albums out, you can be a little more selective, like you're saying. We're trying to push the new stuff anyways. We're playing a lot of different shows to new markets and new fan bases with different tours. They might not have an impression of pop people yet, so we'd rather give them an impression of our new material and our new album. Like, that's where we are. That's who we are right now. So we find ourselves playing a lot more of that than the older stuff. I'd say it's about 50% new stuff and about 50% first, second album right now in our set list. You know, plus,
what's
like,
good?
We're finding that we have to play longer now, too. It's, you know, it used to be a headlining show for us was 45 minutes. Now it's, you know, minimum of an hour, usually an hour and 15, sometimes even longer, so.
Very cool. Yes, obviously, you know, stretching that out and maybe dipping into the archive a little bit. Now, this album, again, you know, congrats. It's a great album. I enjoy it. Obviously playing shows and being on the road and developing your sound, you know, obviously plays a big part in it. When you guys went in and made this album, you guys kind of mentioned that it's the album that you really wanted, you've been wanting to make. How happy are you guys with this finished product, man?
Very happy. We are very, very proud of every single song on the album. I think for where we're at right now in our career, it's exactly what we wanted to do.
No, I agree, man. I mean, the music, the thing I like about the album is that it's, you know, not, I don't want to dog any other bands, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just kind of the same old monotonous thing over and over again. You guys have some diversity, you know, there's some, I guess, you know, ballads, I guess, for lack of a better word there, some real heartfelt stuff. And maybe some stuff I would imagine had to be pretty difficult for you guys, you know, as far as the writing process to kind of put that out there. But then again, you know, maybe being at shows, people coming up to you and be like, hey, man, this song, you know, really spoke to me. That's got to be a pretty humbling experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get a ton of guys that come up and say, you know, like, this helped me through my divorce, or, you know, I just lost someone close to me and it really got me through a tough time. Or, you know, when people say, you know, even for a fun song, if they say, you know, last summer, man, this is my song of the summer, like, that's all I listen to, you know, I get in my car and crank it up. It's like, it's a great feeling when people can define moments in their life with your band or have you there and be a part of it. You know, that's why we do this.
Awesome, man. Well, it sounds like you guys are enjoying it. Now, speaking of music memories, what are some of your early music memories growing up that, you know, were that moment, hey, that song helped you through a certain part, or, you know, that summer, hey, man, you know, driving around, you know, partying at a house party somewhere, that song really hit me, you know. Do you have any memories like that early on that kind of, you know, cooked you right away, man, musically?
I got a ton of them, man. I mean, shoot, the first concert I ever saw was Boston, like, a long time ago. little kid. I remember the first cassette tape I ever bought with my own money. I had to have been, like, 5 or 6, and it was Guns N' Roses, you know, when you get like the sampler cassettes or whatever with like 2 or 3 songs on one side, 2 or 3 songs on the other side. And I can still remember like running around the house playing air guitar to Guns N' Roses, Ugly Kid Joe and stuff like that, Green Jello, and I don't know, just crazy stuff like that.
a green Jell-O reference on the show, man. I like that. Was it Shitman? I believe was one of the tracks on that album, right?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at getting a Shitman tattoo. Not even kidding you.
Fine. Classic, man. Well, I get asked, man. Obviously, you know, before music, you guys, you know, came up the kind of the old school way, man. You know, hitting the pavement, going out there and playing show after show after show. What's the worst day job you've had, man?
Oh, dude. You know, I worked at Little Caesars for a while, like, you know, just doing pizzas and stuff, and it was pretty horrible, right? But we'd always try to spice it up. And I remember I came up with what I thought was like a $1 million idea, and I still haven't really seen anyone do it, but it kind of led to me leaving there. I thought it would be a good idea. You know how, like, when you have a Chinese meal, you get a fortune cookie at the end? I thought the same thing could be translated to pizza. So I would start writing messages in the bottom of these pizza boxes with Sharpie. Like, you know, so when you pull all the slices away, you've got like a, you know, more or less a fortune. And start out with like really easy stuff, you know, like have a nice day or smiley face. And I just kind of do it randomly and throw them pizzas out there. And then I started drawing dicks in there and all kinds of other stuff. Hey, guess what you should say? And didn't really go over that great, so.
That's classic. You just consumed 2,000 calories.
Exactly. That tastes like dog to you.
I'm really sick while I made this pizza. I hope you liked it.
Hope you like the flu.
Right. Well, hey, Matt, it's been a pleasure talking with you, man. Best luck to you guys on the road. And if people are interested, where you guys are going to be playing through the fall and, you know, what you guys are going to be up to, how can people find out more about Pop Evil, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Check out the Facebook, you know, Pop Evil's Facebook, or check out popevil.com. We've got all of our tour dates up on there. I can tell you right now, all of October will be mainly up north, going through Canada with Papa Roach, and then November, we're still kind of working something out. We've got some dates, but we might have some more exciting news, so just stay tuned and keep your eye out.
Right on, man. Well, hey, if you make it through Nashville, man, definitely let me know. It'd be great to meet you guys, and best of luck on the road, man. Enjoy your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah!
That is Trenches here on Revelator and none other than Pop Evil. Again, thanks to Matt for joining us while they're out currently on the road as well. Best of luck again to those guys for cutting out time for us, man. We really appreciate it. What can I say? You know, we've been very, very fortunate to have really, really great artists and great bands donate their time to come on Revelator, and we're very, very grateful for that. And hopefully everyone out there is enjoying the shows and the interviews. We try to get as in-depth and have as much fun as we can, as you know. But if you're on Amazon.com, a lot of people are on Amazon.com right now, and you dig the songs you heard from Pop Evil, maybe your local radio station isn't playing anything off the album Onyx. One, call that radio station and tell them you want to hear Trenches or Deal with the Devil. Two, you can pick up the whole album for $5.99 on Amazon.com. It's a best $5.99 you'll spend this fall for sure. And again, for more information about episode number 29, head on over to omnes.tv. Again, that's omnes.tv. My name is Ryan on Twitter, Ryan_unsigned. You can also like us on Facebook as well, omnes.tv, facebook.com/omnes.tv, omnes.tv. And you know what? We haven't done movies in a while, and I thought, you know what? Let's do some movies. Let's take a look at the top 10 and see what's going on in the theaters here. Number 10, Lee Daniels, The Butler, $2.4 million. Number 9, We're the Millers at $2.8 million. That movie made $142 million overall in 8 weeks at the box office. Instructions not included. I can kind of relate to that title. $3.4 million. The movie The Family, Martin Scorsese film, $3.7 million. Insidious Chapter 2 at $6.5 million. Don John at $8.6 million. Baggage Claim, $9 million. The movie Rush, which looks fantastic, $10 million. The movie Prisoners, which has a stellar cast, $10.8 million. And the number one movie at the box office opening weekend for it, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. The second one, $34 million in its opening weekend. Congratulations to them. Those are your top movies here on Revelator. And next week, we have a really, really great band from the Boston area called The Thieves, so definitely check that out. And we're going to get back to doing some our opening monologues and some comedy, and we'll touch on a little sports as well. And also, again, check me on Twitter, Ryan_unsigned. I'll be giving out my NFL picks sometime on Wednesday or Thursday morning, so definitely keep tabs on that. Hey. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Seems harder to enjoy the finer things in life. Until next time, do so, everybody.
This was episode 29, Throwing the Fight for Pop Evil. For show notes or links to topics discussed on this episode of Revelator, or to experience previous episodes, head on over to omnes.tv, that's omnes.tv, and click on Revelator. Thanks for listening.